Gaza has become the graveyard for children. That is a graveyard that was created with the arms and funding powered by the US. Powered through the US alliance, imperialist with Zionist colonialism in occupied Palestine and throughout the whole Arab region. Gaza is not the finest city and is not the largest city, but is equivalent to the history of the nation. Gaza is the most capable of disturbing the enemy's mood and comfort. Gaza is a nightmare of the colonizers. Gaza is a cemetery of its invaders. Time in Gaza is another thing, because time in Gaza is not a neutral element. It does not push people to the coldness of meditation, but pushes them to explode and expose the truth. The time there does not take children from childhood to old age, but it takes them from men to the first encounter with the enemy. Time in Gaza is not relaxing, because the values in Gaza are different. They differ. The only value of an occupied human being is the extent of his resistance to occupation. This is the only competition in Gaza. As there is no universities left in Gaza, it has allowed the world to see that Gaza is the university of the world. I urge all students to act and join the movement taking place at Sydney Uni. The encampment organised by Students for Palestine has received global recognition and is one of the many actions taking place in uni's students globally. I advise that you visit the encampment and be a part of the global action among uni students. Allow me to introduce our next speaker, Yaz, a member of Students from Palestine at UTS, who is an organiser for the encampment at Sydney Uni.
I've come today from the encampment, Students for Palestine encampment for Gaza at Sydney University. At Sydney University, dozens of students are occupying the main lawns of the Quadrangle building to demand an end to genocide and our university's ties with Israel. Like many of you, I'm sure, have been moved by students at Columbia and other schools in America and around the world who are fighting back against their university administrations and governments to demand an end to genocide. But I want to start now, not with my own words, but with the words of one of the journalists who's been documenting what's going on in Gaza. Her name is Bissan Auda. Bissan is 1 year older than me, and she has been documenting for the last 7 months almost indescribable horrors taking place. And she just published a video the other day that students have been watching all over the world, where she said this: "I'm 25 years old. I've lived my whole life in the Gaza Strip, and I've never felt hope like now. For the first time in our lives, we hear a voice louder than their voices and the sound of their bombs, and even stronger than their control in every aspect of our lives." And Bissan told students around the world, "Keep going, because you are our only hope." So we are saying in response, we will keep going. We, like Bissan, have spent our nights, every night, thinking about the videos we've seen. We've been thinking about what's happening in Gaza, and we've been thinking about students in the US who are fighting security, who are fighting university administration, who are fighting the police to demand an end to the genocide. We've been thinking about students at Columbia, at Harvard, Yale, NYU, the New School, at Emerson and MIT, at Ohio State, at Vanderbilt, at UC Berkeley, and now not just in the US. In places like the American University in Cairo, at Sciences Po in Paris, at the University of Tokyo, at University College in London, and at the University of Manchester. Commission. Our university is actively aiding the Israeli government. They are complicit in the genocide taking place, just like other campuses. So much for the facade in Australia and the US of freedom and justice. The brutal attacks on protesters in the US, the Democratic Party politicians who've come out to denounce students, the supposedly progressive university presidents calling in the cops are showing us what a lie their claim to freedom and justice is. In Australia, they are trying to stay silent about our movement, but we are not going to let them. Encampments are now setting up in Melbourne and Brisbane, and I've been hearing just today about other cities across Australia joining in this global movement. Since we set up, we have had hundreds and hundreds of visits from students and community members. We've seen a massive outpouring of solidarity and support. We've had messages from America, from students at the new school who are fighting back in order to keep their encampment going, saying they've seen us in Sydney, they want to see more of us in Sydney, and they're proud of students standing up around the world. Come along, who has helped us in whatever way to get the word out, who is showing their support. And I want to invite you, those of you who haven't been yet, to come along to Sydney Uni. If there are students in the crowd, come and join the encampment. We have tents, we have supplies, other people have donated so that you can come along and join in. For everyone else, we want to come, you to come along, say hi, join us, particularly on Tuesday. We're going to be having a massive rally on campus. To show that there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of us, and we're going to keep this thing growing. Woo! And then join us again on the 9th of May for the student strike being organized by Students for Palestine. Students from across the city, from university campuses and high schools, are going to be walking out to let their institutions know that it's not just Sydney Uni, it's everywhere. Reshape the future, and that's not an easy task. But we have on our side millions of ordinary people around the world. We have on our side that in opposition to their lies, we're the ones who are for humanity, for justice, and for a world deserving of the endless bravery and strength of everyone in Palestine. And we are joining students all around the world in rising up for this. So I want to end by teaching you all a chant from America that we've been doing at our encampment at Sydney University. It's about the university and all of the institutions' ties to Israeli occupation and apartheid. So when I say, divide.